Mild temperatures for the afternoon highlighted the weather, but some areas breezy today, especially down the east mountain slopes, and a few isolated showers and thunderstorms. I'm meteorologist Ed McIntosh with a regional look at what's happening with your weather across Montana, northern Wyoming, and the western Dakotas. We're seeing a few storms develop here for the afternoon. A few showers, thunderstorms will continue to pop up in the afternoons and evenings over the course of the next few days as well. And we'll be looking for winds to taper off this evening down the east mountain slopes, but the warmer than average temperatures look like they'll remain here for the short term. We'll look for temperatures to start to drop off into the early part of next week as a trough of low pressure moves into the picture. It'll bring an increasing chance of rain and then snow, especially by the time we get to the middle of next week over a widespread area. Certainly going to get some snow in the mountains, rain snow mix, or even some light accumulating snow for some of the lower elevations. More weather up next.
Traffic jams, tailgating, pile-ups. Ugh, the joys of driving. How could it get worse? The federal government wants to have a say in what you drive. That's right. The Biden administration's EPA is pushing mandates that would ban 2 out of every 3 vehicles on the road today. Don't let Washington become your backseat driver. Protect the freedom of driving your way. Visit EnergyCitizens.org. Paid for by the American Petroleum Institute.
Sale season's here again, and there are a lot of black-hided Angus bulls on the market, but not all of them are registered. Why take the risk? Don't gamble on unproven genetics. Invest wisely with registered, powered by Angus bulls. Backed by the power of the American Angus Association and 80 million data points, registered Angus bulls give you the confidence in your buying decisions. Don't buy an imposter. Look for the registration number. Buy the power. Buy registered Angus bulls.
Isolated showers and thunderstorms across western and central Montana throughout the evening hours will fade out overnight. In western Montana, we'll start tomorrow in the upper 30s to mid-40s, mostly sunny mid-60s to mid-70s tomorrow afternoon. Also seeing increasing clouds in north central Montana along with that chance of an evening shower. Temperatures in the mid to lower 40s in the morning, mid-50s to around 70 for daytime highs tomorrow. From Helena southward to around Dillon, after that slight chance of showers and thunderstorms taper off this evening, temperatures will be in the mid-30s to mid-40s in the morning and 50s to around 70 degrees with sunshine tomorrow afternoon. Northeastern Montana into North Dakota, a slight chance of showers tomorrow morning. We'll be looking for temperatures in the 40s early and then the upper 60s to mid-70s later in the day. In southern Montana, northern Wyoming into the western Dakotas, isolated thunderstorms during the evening, 40s for most of the lows, 70s for most of the highs.